ring. Are you listening?
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, 2006. And I'm listening to Christmas music again, believe it or not. It's actually what I did was I downloaded the new Bette Midler, Bette Midler Christmas albums, first one she's done called Cool Yule. And I thought Bette Midler was Jewish, but I guess she needs to make some money. I don't know. So I downloaded the song or the album, CD, whatever, from iTunes, and I'm going to be playing some of those. So I'm listening to Christmas music already, because I have a couple topics for Christmas. But first, I have other things I want to talk about. As you know, I've been talking about the kitchen update, and I said I would not have a podcast today if my countertop was installed. And obviously, since I'm having a podcast, my countertop was not installed today, and I was frustrated yet again. But I did hear from my kitchen designer, I got an email from her today telling me that the countertop will be installed on Wednesday. So tomorrow I will be eagerly awaiting, I'm not taking off, I don't have to be here for that. That's what I paid my kitchen designer for. So she told me that at 9:30 in the morning the kitchen designer is meeting her to install, countertop. Guys are meeting her to install my countertop. So when I get home from work on Wednesday, I should have a brand new countertop. The only question is will the contractor, after the installers install the countertop, will the contractor have installed the sink, the faucet, and the and connected the dishwasher to the water pipes? That I have no idea, so I'm just going to have to play it by ear. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. The countertop will be installed on Wednesday, and hopefully by the end of this week, my kitchen will be back to normal. That's what I'm hoping for. So the kitchen is, coming to an end, which I'm glad. And, I was thinking more about the color in the kitchen and have decided that I'm going to go ahead and live with the color for a while. I'm sure I even already mentioned that, but I did something today to solidify that thought, because I went to Linens and Things on my way home from work and purchased some items that would go with the kitchen. First of all, I was looking for placemats for my kitchen table that at least blend with the red color or have the red color in them. And I found these placemats that are striped, and they have all different colors of stripes, but they're relatively muted stripes, but there's definitely one stripe in there. They're very thin. They're like, about the size of the head of a pencil, I guess, a pencil lead, like that thin of a stripe in it. And it's about almost the same color red that's on the wall, so it blends well with the rest of the kitchen. And the other colors are very muted. There's oranges, and I think there's some yellows and some different greens in there. But anyway, they go well. The only problem is that they're oversized. They're not the regular size placemat, and they're not plastic. They're cloth. And I was really hoping to find some plastic ones like I had before, because they tend not to move on the table once you set them. They're stuck there. But I couldn't find those, so I went ahead, and they were only $2 each, so they're very cheap, because they're for the kitchen. They're not for like the dining room or anything, so they're just like everyday kind of placemats. So I got placemats, and I think they look pretty good on the table. As I said, they're just oversized and they take up too much space on the table, but again, something I'll live with. Then I also realized that I needed new dish towels, because I have my old ones are all green and white, so they would certainly not go with the kitchen. It would look too Christmassy if I went green and white dish towels with red walls. It would look like I'm trying to decorate for Christmas, and that's not what I'm trying to do. So I decided to shop around, and I found, well, I got two different kinds, actually. I got a pack of I think it was four dish towels that had like four different designs, and they were all red and white. Like either one was solid red, one was solid white, one had like a check. Was it a check or was it just like one stripe? I guess one of them just had like a stripe down the middle of them. And then the fourth one, I can't remember what it is. But I got four of them, and these I got, as I said, two different kinds. But these four that I got in this one pack, they're like a, I want to say a linen. They seemed to me as if they would be very absorbent, because I'm very anal when it comes to my towels, and I like them to suck up the water. I don't like them to push the water around. And those of you who are as anal as I am would probably know exactly what I'm talking about. And anyway, but I'll talk about that in just a second. The other towels I got were like a checkerboard kind of towel where they're white and red, and I got two of those. But those are terry cloth towels. And here's the thing about pushing the water around. I heard or read this thing a couple years ago on Irma Bombeck's, her advice column or something. I don't remember exactly where I heard it from. But I heard that your towels, like your bath towels and your kitchen towels and stuff, should not be put in the dryer with a dryer sheet or the liquid fabric softener. They should not have fabric softener because there's a chemical in the fabric softener that repels water. So if your bath towels and your kitchen towels are put in the laundry with fabric softener, then they will repel the water. They won't soak them up. And I prefer to have my towels soak up the water instead of pushing the water around, because then you're really not drying anything, you're just pushing the water around. And I've had this issue with the boyfriend before, because he uses fabric softener, and he doesn't believe me that the towels just push the water around. But I think, excuse me, I think it's because he has done this for so long, he's used to the way his towels dry things. You have to get them pretty soaking wet for them to start soaking up the water. It's like you have to go through the chemical whatever, I don't even know what it is, but anyway, so when I wash my towels, I do the bath towels and the kitchen towels together and don't use a fabric softener with them, so that they will absorb water, because I like, as I said, I like them to soak up the water. Anyway, so I got bath towels, because I need some new bath towels for my bathroom, the master bathroom, but I didn't buy any. But I did buy kitchen dish towels, and I just need to wash them now. But so I'm set for kitchen towels and placemats for the kitchen. And the other thing I bought was a paper towel holder. Now, I have an issue with the paper towel holder, because in my old kitchen, I attached it underneath the cabinet, so the paper towels were like hanging down. You could just, grab them. But under these new cabinets, I have the cabinet lighting, and they get a little warm, so I can't, and there's no space to attach a paper towel holder. So I bought the kind that stands on your countertop, and you just like put the roll of paper towels down over this like cylinder thing. But I wanted to get something that would match the kitchen. Of course, they had nothing that was red. I didn't want anything that was chrome, because I have my handles and my faucet are going to be brushed nickel, so I don't want, I didn't want to have conflicting metals in the kitchen. So I was just looking through, they had a whole bunch of these, all different kinds of styles and stuff, and some modern, some traditional, all this kind of crap, until my eye touched on this stone looking paper towel holder. It was basically just a round base with a cylinder at the top, that comes up from the base, and you just slide the paper towels on there. And what I liked about it is it's beige or tan, and really light tan, and I think it's going to match my countertop perfectly. So I'll be able to just set the paper towels, set the paper towel holder on the countertop, and still be able to have paper towels. I know I shouldn't use paper towels because of the whole environment thing and how much stuff gets put in the landfill, but I'm kind of bad that way. I like to recycle. I recycle my bottles and cans and my newspapers, but when it comes to like trash that you can't recycle, I just throw it away. I don't even think about the landfill, but because I'm a very bad environmentalist in terms of that. I just think that as far as I'm concerned, once I don't see it, I don't think about it. So I'm not thinking about the future generations, because I don't have any kids, but I guess my brothers and sisters do. Anyway, I'm terrible at that stuff. I just throw stuff away and don't even think about, the environment. So, and that's bad of me. So I use paper towels, you know, those little flush butt wipes that are really for diapers or for babies, but I use them as an adult because I like my ass clean. More information than you need to know, I know, sorry. But I guess I just don't think about that stuff. But the paper towels, I know they will decompose in the landfill, so they're actually probably not as bad as the plastic bag that I put them in. So I probably shouldn't put them in a plastic bag. But, you know, this is not about recycling or environmentalism. It's just about me going shopping today and getting dish towels and paper towel holder and the placemats. So anyway, I got those things and I'm pleased with them. The other thing I went ahead and did after you heard me talk yesterday about the boyfriend telling me that I could go ahead and get a coffee pot, a coffee maker that was white. Well, I went ahead and got on Amazon and ordered the Cuisinart coffee maker that's exactly like the boyfriend's, except it's white and brushed something. I'm not sure, but it's mostly white, because I'm going to go with white appliances on the countertop. And I already got an email from eBay, from Amazon, saying that it's going to ship and should arrive at my house by Wednesday. So once the countertops are done, I'll be able to put my coffee maker right on the countertops. So I'm very pleased with that. And then I also ordered the boyfriend a couple things, but I'm not going to tell you what those are, because he sometimes listens to the podcast, and I don't want to, you know, give him any clues as to what his some of his gifts will be. I also bought him something at Linens and Things, and I'm not going to tell what that is either. And speaking of that, John Q suggested that I buy the boyfriend the dishwasher that he needed. Well, unfortunately, John, I can't afford the dishwasher, so because I'm spending too much money on my kitchen, so I won't be getting him the dishwasher. He's already taken care of that himself. And I think I already told you that he bought a dishwasher. He went ahead and got a KitchenAid dishwasher, so and that's being installed today. So the boyfriend will have a new dishwasher, and by the end of the week, I will have a brand new kitchen, all done, completely finished. Now, moving on to other things, I did have Christmas or holiday questions for people. Well, anyway, I should preface this. I talked to Homer, my good blogging buddy, on the phone this evening, before recording this, obviously, and we were talking about that he's getting ready to have his holiday party. And at his holiday party, he has this holiday card station where people can make holiday cards to take home with them from his party. And that got me thinking that, you know, I haven't even started to think about my holiday cards. I can't even remember if I bought cards last year on sale for this year. I have no idea. Like, all that stuff's down in my storage unit, and I haven't even thought about going down to get it yet. So my question is, when do you send out Christmas cards or holiday cards for those of you who don't do Christmas? Homer was saying that probably 2 weeks before the holiday to make sure they get there. But then if you have, you know, people who live really far away, you want to make sure you get those in the mail. Or, of course, anybody overseas, you should probably send that really early. But I'm thinking that I probably won't get mine in the mail until, God, for at least another week and a half or so. I don't know. And I don't know when I'll get mine from Homer, because he's going to be making his. But, you know, that the getting the whole package thing from Mike Hip yesterday made me think about the holiday thing, because I don't do gifts. I don't buy any gifts for anybody but the boyfriend. But I do send out Christmas cards, and I thought about as I said, I don't even know if I have cards down in my storage unit. I need to go down there and find out. But I thought for just a second that I would actually make Christmas cards, but then I thought, I have absolutely no fucking time to make Christmas cards, so I definitely have to buy them. Or I thought there are some online things where you can like submit a picture and they would print out cards for you. I thought about that, but then I'm thinking, oh, it's probably too late to get those. But so I'm going to go ahead and just, if I don't have any in my storage unit, I'm just going to go out and buy a box of Christmas cards that I like. I know the prices will be outrageous at this time of the year, because everyone's already bought their Christmas cards probably. And knowing my mother, she's probably already got hers addressed, and she's spending time writing little notes in every Christmas card, and that is something I don't do. I do not write notes, except for maybe like some special people, but for the most part, I do not write notes inside the Christmas cards. Does anybody else do that, or do you just date them and sign them? I don't know. I guess it really depends on how many I send out. But one thing I did do this weekend when I was out running around errands was I went ahead and bought my Christmas card stamps from the post office. They had two choices. One was religious and one was a snowflake. So I went with the snowflakes because, as you know, I'm not a religious person and I didn't want to convey any message through the Christmas card envelope by putting a religious stamp on there. So I'm sending them with the snowflakes on them. So anyway, that's something to deal with. And in talking with the boyfriend, we might be doing my Christmas tree this weekend and his the next weekend. All depends on the timing and what we have going this weekend. Because I know we were looking at our calendar and we are totally booked for the whole month of December. We have absolutely not a single free weekend. So it would be a matter of switching things around in terms of putting up the Christmas tree. And he told me that his family helped him decorate his house, not the tree, but his house, on Friday after Thanksgiving. So he's got that jump on me. All I've done so far is put away my fall decorations and stuff. I haven't even thought of the Christmas decorations yet. And you know what? I'm not going to think about them or even concern myself with them until this kitchen is done. That is the biggest thing right now, is to get this kitchen done and put back together. I know it's been going on for, well, since November 6th. So that's 1, 2, 3. We're on the fourth week of this. Actually, I guess that's really not bad if you think about it. 4 weeks to renovate your kitchen. That's actually not bad. I guess I shouldn't complain. But in any case, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having the refrigerator in the dining room and not being able to put things back where they should go. Anyway, enough about that crap. So, when do you send out your holiday cards? How far in advance of Christmas do you do that? Question. Send me comments, send me emails, or voicemails, or chingos, or whatever. Anyway, I did want to move on because I was listening to, well, it seems that everybody and their brother posted a podcast today. I must have had 10 hours of podcasts to listen to today. And I listened to the majority of them, and one that really stood out, and I'm sure some people will agree, was John Ong's podcast that he posted today. When I first downloaded it in the morning, I only got 5 minutes of it, and I thought, this is not right. And sure enough, when I get home from work, he had reposted it with the correct file, and you're able to get the whole show. But what I really liked was it was a very calming podcast. He recorded it with his partner, Bruce, at the ocean. They went to a beach house for Thanksgiving, and I guess they recorded like about a half an hour of them talking. And what was really cool and very soothing was you heard the ocean in the background, the waves crashing on the shore. And I absolutely loved it. It's another one of those so well recorded shows where you get so many of the background noises and stuff. It was just amazing. I absolutely loved it. Plus, John had a really good message today about, you know, about being thankful and, you know, all of that kind of thing, which was really good. Anyway, if you have not listened to John Ong's most recent podcast, you need to hear it because just the ocean noises alone are worth listening to it. So I suggest you go over there to John Ong or Online Podcast or just get it through iTunes. Anyway, I love John Ong's shows. So that's, I guess you can call that a plug for John Ong, but anyway. And now the last thing I wanted to just mention was I heard this statistic on Sunday that as of Monday, we have now been at war in Iraq longer than we were in World War II. I thought that was an extremely sad statistic. I don't think we have surpassed, no, I know for sure we have not surpassed Vietnam because we were in Vietnam for a hell of a lot longer than World War II. But the point is like, what? Think about the time when World War II was around and how they accomplished so much in such a short time, considering, I mean, even though it was like 3.5 years or whatever it was, 3 years, 8 months, and 7 days, I don't know, forget exactly what it was. But as you know, it just made me think that what the hell is going on with this well, we know that this is a very incompetent government, but why can't they solve one country, a war in one country, whereas in World War II, the United States helped? I understand, I realize that there was a lot more people helping to solve this war, that war, I should say. But it just seems like that things are floundering as usual. There's more, you know, October was one of the deadliest months almost ever in the whole war. There are more Iraqi citizens are being killed, and yet this war has lasted longer than all of World War II, at least our part of World War II. And it just makes me wonder, why the hell can't we solve these issues? Why can't we get this war done with? And just hearing that statistic that the Iraqi war has now gone on longer than World War II, or at least our part of World War II, is just sad. It's a shame. And, you know, if nothing else, it should be a... someone should turn the, you know, turn on the light bulb and get people moving. Oh, here's the song, one of Bette Midler's songs. We've moved into that a little bit louder. Oops, that's a little too loud.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip.
Let's listen to a little bit
somebody's
of this.
Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the goddess of the girls and boys. So dig.
I think I'm gonna like that album. I have to definitely listen to more of that and burn it to play it in the car. One last thing I want to mention was this. I don't know if anybody else has, you know, been hearing about this or noticing this, and I don't like this kind of pop culture stuff, but I am sick and tired of hearing about Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. It seems like all weekend that was the only thing that was on, you know, people's lips and on the internet. Of course, you know, I told you I checked Paris Hilton every day, and he must have had like 5 different entries about Paris Hilton and Britney Spears together all weekend. And of course it was talked about on the View today. Rosie was talking about it, and Joy Behar was saying that how Paris Hilton has no brains and that Rosie was saying that she was hoping that Britney Spears would have a comeback and that Rosie would have something to do with it, like even announcing the show or whatever. Anyway, I'm tired of hearing about that. I'm sure there are other people as well who are sick of it. Because I just don't... That kind of shit I don't like to... I mean, I see it on the websites, but I don't necessarily follow it. I'm just tired of hearing about it. It's on Access Hollywood. It's on The View. It's on Good Morning America. It's like, okay, enough is enough. We get it. So, anyway. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to wrap this up. This is a Tuesday show, and I know for sure we'll have a Wednesday show because the countertop's being installed on Wednesday when... at work, but now that means that I may not have a show Thursday because I'll be putting my kitchen back together Wednesday night. Anyway, we'll just see how it goes. I might have to do a binaural recording as I'm putting the kitchen back together, and we'll see how it goes. Anyway, let me know about your holiday card decisions when you send them out, because I'm just interested in what other people do. So send me an email, voicemail, comments, everything. Okay, now before this next song starts, I think I will end this. So, okay, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.
Usher Ray.